The thing that distinguishes this game from those is the anticipation. This game has been anticipated for a year since the Seahawks were eliminated from the playoffs and last year's results came in. Everyone has been expecting this to happen, and it so rarely does in sports. Both teams have avoided pratfalls and avoided a lot of injuries so that they are the two best teams in the NFC, and they're playing very well. The thing that really distinguishes this game is these two teams hate each other.
Right.
Now, they're not going to say it. They're all being kind of polite, but they just don't like each other. You're going to see it in the game. And Seattle doesn't like San Francisco on just general principles, you know. and it's just really so much fun. I have never seen a game so anticipated and so dreaded, I think, by a lot of fans, because the anxiety is just tearing people up. And they have a lot of respect for San Francisco. Very, very good team. And so it's just really hard to manage this week with your with people's sports emotions.
Well, things are pretty even with both teams. What do you think the game's going to come down to?
Boy, it's really difficult to sort that out, because even though Seattle beat the 49ers badly in September 29-3, and of course San Francisco won the rematch in San Francisco 19-17, these teams are very well balanced, almost identical in approach, the emphasis on defense, running the ball, special teams, and oh, by the way, there's the offense. It's really hard to distinguish them. In Sports Press, we did a big analysis of the comparative statistics, and they're almost identical. Both teams are in the top 10 in league performance standards on almost everything, offense, defense, special teams. And in the two games, the numbers are quite balanced. So it's really hard to pick something out. If I had to pick one thing that is going to be decisive, is whether the Seahawks can continue to force mistakes by San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick. He's had 7 turnovers in the two games, and Seattle has had 4. So it comes down to whether Kaepernick will make sufficient number of mistakes for Seattle to capitalize. Russell Wilson is very good at avoiding these mistakes, almost too good from the standpoint that they're playing a very conservative, low-risk offense, which accounts for a lot of the reduced passing numbers. But that's a function of choice as opposed to incompetence. And I think they want to have San Francisco make the big mistake first.
Who do you think is going to win?
It's really a tough call, but I think I'm going to go with Seattle. San Francisco's playing well. They won 8 in a row. They've won 3 games in a row on the road. They're playing as well as they've ever played. But I do think the crowd is a difference maker. I see Seattle winning something like 16-13. Very low scoring slugfest. But I think there's enough going in Seattle's favor to get them to a second Super Bowl and to vanquish the hated 49ers. Because if they don't, this city's going to be in a funk for quite a while.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.